मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम। ये दुआए हरम लज़्ज़ते मुल्तज़म, ये दुआए हरम ये दुआए हरम लज़्ज़ते मुल्तज़म, ये दुआए हरम लज़्ज़ते मुल्तज़म, हो अता सब को ये नेमते मोतनम, हो अता सब को ये नेमते मोतनम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम। ए खुदा है फकत आपका ये करम, ए खुदा है फकत आपका ये करम, ए खुदा है फकत आपका ये करम, कर रहे हैं जो हम सब तवाफे हरम, कर रहे हैं जो हम सब तवाफे हरम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम। आ गया सामने वो दाए मोहतरम, आ गया सामने रोज़ाए मोहतरम, आ गया सामने रोज़ाए मोहतरम, जिसकी ज़ियारत को या रब तरसते थे हम, जिसकी ज़ियारत को या रब तरसते थे हम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम। रहमते दो जहां का है फैज़े अतम, सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, रहमते दो जहां का है फैज़े अतम, रहमते दो जहां का है फैज़े अतम, जिनके सदके में मुस्लिम मोमिन हैं हम, जिनके सदके में मुस्लिम मोमिन हैं हम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम। आप ही के शरफ से ये रुतबा मिला, आप ही के शरफ से ये रुतबा मिला, आप ही के शरफ से ये रुतबा मिला, उम्मते मुस्लिमा है जो खैरुल उमम, उम्मते मुस्लिमा है जो खैरुल उमम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम या जिबाल अल-हरम। हे सलातीन आलम भी एहराम में, हे सलातीन आलम भी एहराम में, हे सलातीन आलम भी एहराम में, बन के हाजिर हुए हैं गदाए हरम, बन के हाजिर हुए हैं गदाए हरम, मेरी नजरों में तुम हो बड़े मोहतरम, میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میرے مالک اکثر کی سن لے دعا میرے مالک اکثر کی سن لے دعا میرے مالک تو ہم سب کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت موتنم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت موتنم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بالنسبة لتنزيل تسكين بيوتي تقام عمان وغيرها بيوتي تقوية فرستان فرستان وخلى عامل كيف لا تنوضع نظار لدى سكتبت مومن continue wesley wassalatu wassalamu alayka ya rasul allah wassalatu wassalamu alayka ya habib allah and you can see what great love has been paid for the halameen sharifain the title of the poem ya jibal al-haram ya jibal al-haram all the mountains of the haram the many person has left for the mountains And what you say about Medina, about the Masjid al-Nabawi, about Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name of Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This shows the great love of Hazrat which Hazrat possessed. And the object of this is to cultivate this love in us. That everything, praise, Majnun says, أَمُرُّ عَلَى دِيَارِ لَيْلَى I pass by to the houses, the alleys of Leila, وَقَبِّلُ ذَلْجِدَا وَذَلْجِدَا I kiss this wall and I kiss that wall. In the love of her, everything associated with her becomes beloved. So what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his love, everything associated with even the mountains of the Haram, they also become beloved to the person. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم in my eyes all the mountains of the Haram and what mountains that you travel from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif around Medina Sharif Jabal al-Wahad on how many other mountains there are the whole of them I could say I have great respect and love for you Ya Jibal al-Haram Ya Jibal al-Haram and then the enjoyment What different type of ibadat Allah Ta'ala gives when a person is there. A person can never get to God. Sometimes, ye dua'i haram, the dua's in the haram, lazzat al-muntazam. Sometimes you are the muntazam. And sometimes you are in tawaf. Sometimes you are enjoying the qiraat of the imam. Sometimes you are crying in your dua. Sometimes you are drinking zamzam. You are all different types. What great enjoyment the person gets. وہ عطا سب کو یہ نعمت ہے محمد and a true ولی of Allah is that person who desires this for everyone not only for himself but everyone must get this great enjoyment اے خدا اے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم is your favors only your favors of Allah کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب سوار کے حرم that Allah is your favor that you are making and now this year dies How many thousands of people are visiting Tawaf? How the Tawaf is getting on? And in our minds and heart, that we also busy making Tawaf of Kaaba Sharif at this moment. Aadiya Saamne Roza Muhtar. another great gift that now Rosa is in front of us, because you like it. And there, mashallah, you are seeing the Rosa Mubarak, jiski ziyarat ko ya rab taraste te ham. And to see the Rosa Mubarak, we were so desirous. We were so keen all the time. Yeah, that he brought it in front of us. And fortunate are those people who may be far, but it's in front of them all the time. Rahmati du jahat tahir fayz hatam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the mercies of the rahmat of the two worlds, rahmatul lil alamin. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his great praise, his great benevolence, his great giving of his what he desired, what he wanted people must get. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it, that everyone must get Iman, Islam. This is all in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jinke sadqe mein Muslim for mu'min hai hum. Because of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we are Muslims, we are mu'min. Otherwise, what should we have been? Worshipping some idol, worshipping the cross, etc. Or what terrible things we should have been. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a great the sacrifices, character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how great. Aabhi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila. Only by your greatness, O Allah, O Allah's Rasul, we got this honor, Ummat-e-Muslima, jo hai, jo khairul ummah, that this ummah is the best of all of the ummah. Because of the sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and really this is one thing, we must never miss out to make shukr to Allah. He made us of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad al-Qasim al-Nafi, rahmatullahi alayhi, Qasim al-Khairat, Qasim al-Ilm al-Khairat. Hazrat says so beautifully in his one poem that it's a taqbeer holy. Allah has discounted us so much that we make him go down the earth and the malaika are making dry bacteria for us. This is the ummah. This is no license to commit sin, but realize the honor of being in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another couplet, as it says, that it won't be far-fetched. Ajab nahi, it won't be far-fetched that this ummah's guna, Allah will change them into good deeds in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which ummah are we in? How much percent we read in salat of salam and bin moment? We should be done at heart for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, Sarafin, alam bi ihram. The kings of the world also today are in ihram. Those people who have got so much of pride, so much of haughtiness, that they all just simple people in ihram. Banke aadir mein hai ghada ihram. And they also just like mendicant, humble slaves, they also have come to ihram. Also making tawaf everything. Mere Malik, ye akhtar ki sun le dua. Oh Allah, sun this dua. Hazrat is making, O Muqaddar mein har saal deen e haram. That Allah gives us the opportunity that at least once every year Allah takes us and we see the beautiful haram. And at least in our hearts let us be present there all the time.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين وقال تعالى ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة في الدنيا والآخرة صدق الله مولانا العظيم আমার প্রিয় মুর্শিদ সাইদুল আলম আল আজম হযরত মাওলানা শাহ হাকিম মোহাম্মদ আক্তার সাহেব জানাল্লাহ রহমতুল্লাহ আলাইহ ফরমাতেছে আল্লাহ নবী ফরমায় ওয়াজাক্কির ফাইন্না যিকরা তানফাউল মুমিনিন আর নবীজি আপনি দিনি বাতুল কো শোনাতে রাহে আর নবীজি আপনি দিনি বাতুল কো শোনাতে রাহে দিনি বাত মুমিনিন কে লিয়ে ফায়দা হ্যায় তো মেরে প্রিয় মুর্শিদ আপনাকে কহতে মাই যে মুমিন হুম মুঝে ভি ফায়দা হ্যায় মাই যে মুমিন হুম মুঝে ভি ফায়দা হ্যায় اور حضور نے آیات کریمہ تلاوت کی الا ان اولیاء اللہ لا خوف علیہم ولا هم يحزنون دنیا کے سارے لوگ پریشان ٹینشن میں پریشان ٹینشن میں ہیں, تو اللہ میں فرماتے ہیں آئے لوگوں تم پریشان اور ٹینشن میں نہیں رہو گے, تم میرے اولی ہو جاؤ, تم میرے اولی ہو جاؤ. ہمارے اولی کے لیے کوئی ٹینشن نہیں ہے, کوئی پریشان نہیں ہے, اللہ کے اولی کا کوئی ٹینشن اور پریشن کچھ بھی نہیں ہے. اللہ اللہ کے اولی کون ہے؟ تو اللہ نے خود فرما رہے ہیں اللہ دین آمنو وکانو یتقون, اللہ کے اولی وہ ہیں جو ایمان لائے ہیں. تو الحمد للہ اس صفت میں تو ہم سب متصف ہے الحمد ایمان تو لائے الحمد للہ. دوسرا صفت کیا ہے؟ وکانو یتقون. دوسرا صفت ہے کہ متقف, ہاں متقف. تو متقف اللہ اکبر متقف تقوا سے کوئی مرتبہ اعلی نہیں دیکھا, تقوا سے کوئی مرتبہ اعلی نہیں دیکھا, اب تک تو کوئی ایسا حوالا نہیں دیکھا. سب ایسے مرتبہ ہے اللہ کا, اس سے بڑھ کر کوئی مرتبہ نہیں ہے, اب تک کوئی حوالہ ہمارے سامنے نہیں آیا اس سے بڑھ کر کوئی مرتبہ ہے. تو تقوا بہت بڑی مرتبہ ہے, یہ حاصل کیسے ہوگا؟ بالکل لے سعین معدن اور معدن تقوا قلوب العارفین, بالکل لے سعین معدن اور معدن تقوا قلوب العارفین. ہر شے کے لیے ایک خنی ہوتا ہے, ایک کام ہوتا ہے, اور تقوا کا کام کیا ہے؟ اللہ والوں کی سینہ, اللہ والوں کی سینہ. بس ان سے لیتے رہو, ہم سے ملتے رہو, اس کے ساتھ آتے رہتے رہو, کم بنے گا ان شاء اللہ. ان سے ملنے کی یہی ایک راہ, ان سے ملنے کی یہی ایک راہ کہ ملنے والوں سے راہ پیدا کرو. ہاں, اور ہمارے شاید بھی بہت عمدہ مثال دی ہے, وہ یہ ہے دیکھو دیسی آم جائے گا, ہم میں تبدیل اگر کروں گی اس سے زیادہ مزیدار ہوگا. دیسی آم تو مزیدار نہیں ہوتا, لیکن لہرا بہت مزیدار ہوتے ہیں. اور دیسی آم کو لہرا آم بنانے کا جو فارمولا ہے کہ اس کے پودا کو لے جا کے لہرا آم کے شاخ کے ساتھ وہ بھی دونوں کے حصہ ملا کے رکھو, مضبوط کے ساتھ رکھو. کچھ دنوں کے بعد دیسی آم جو لہرا آم سے تبدیل ہو جائے گا, ہر اس کے دام بھی بدل جائے گا, کام بھی بدل جائے گا, نام بھی بدل جائے گا. ہاں, اسی طرح دیسی دل اللہ کا دل کے ساتھ آپ لگاتے ہو گئے, ہاں, تو ان شاء اللہ کچھ دنوں کے بعد دیسی دل اللہ کا دل سے تبدیل ہو جائے گا, ہاں, اللہ کا دل سے تبدیل ہو جائے گا. تو حضرت علامہ آلوسی سعید محمد بغداد رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اور کون ہوں صادقین کی تفصیل میں بتلایا, خال تو ہوں لتاکون مثلہم, خال تو ہوں لتاکون مثلہم, اتنا دن تم اللہ والوں کے ساتھ لگے رہو تب تک تم ان جیسے نہ ہو جاؤ, ان جیسے نہ ہو جاؤ. اللہ ہم سب اللہ والوں کے ساتھ جڑ کے رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. وآخر دعوانا الحمد للہ رب العالمین. بہت جاندار اور شاندار اور مددہ اثر فرما کے لیا, بہت جاندار بہت شاندار مددہ. ہاں بھائی, جو گائے حق پہ قلبوں سے قربان رہے گا, جو گائے حق پہ قلبوں سے قربان رہے گا, انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا, انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا. ممکن نہیں کہ قلبوں میں وہ چین پس رکے, ممکن نہیں کہ قلبوں میں وہ چین پس رکے, در قلب کے کوئی حامل عصیان رہے گا, در قلب کے کوئی حامل عصیان رہے گا. پانی بوتو کے عشق میں ہوں گا تم تارا, پانی بوتو کے عشق میں ہوں گا تم تارا, پانی بوتو کے عشق میں ہوں گا تم تارا, تا عمر دوستوں پریشان رہے گا, تا عمر دوستوں پریشان رہے گا. پانی بوتو سے سر پہ نظر کر نہیں کیا, پانی بوتو سے سر پہ نظر کر نہیں کیا, دریائے قلبوں میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا, دریائے قلبوں میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا. جو گائے حق پہ قلبوں سے قربان رہے گا, انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا.
انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ صحیح کی حیات دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ صحیح کی حیات جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ صحیح کی حیات دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ صحیح کی حیات جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا راضی اگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور راضی اگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور اے حسن تیرا عشق بے سان رہے گا اے حسن تیرا عشق بے سان رہے گا سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زبان سے سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زبان سے عاشق قرب خاص و سلمان رہے گا عاشق قرب خاص و سلمان رہے گا جو غیر حق قلبوں سے قربان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا
فتلا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. He says you find in the world people that have got so much of money, wealth, everything of this world. And in fact, what are called first world countries, advanced countries, industrialized countries, depression is the greatest in those countries. And suicide is the greatest in those countries. And the easy way to come out of that is to become an Allah-Wala. Strength of Allah. And Allah, because Allah declares with emphasis, Allah, open your ears properly and listen. Inna awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, la khawfun alayhim, wa la hum yahzanun. That Allah removes, protects them from all fear and all grief. So any worry, any depression, tension, pressure, Allah Ta'ala removes. Well, the easy way, you don't have to have solar tablets, you don't have to go to so many psychiatrists, you just become Allah. And Allah will keep you free of all this worry that's excessive. And how to wait, how to become an Allah? It comes in the Hadith Sharif, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعَدَنُ. For everything there is a mine. You have a coal mine, if you want gold, go to a coal mine. If you want gold, you go to a gold mine. Diamond mine. So where do we find the mine of taqwa? The kulli shay ma'adun wa ma'adun taqwa qulubul arifin. Are the hearts of those who have associated themselves with Allah, who have found the arifat and who have understood who Allah Ta'ala is. Because any person, you don't have to be a big wali from the start, any person, you just come to know Allah, the greatness of Allah, how Allah is giving rosy to the whole world, how Allah is calling that He has created the whole world, how Allah Ta'ala is nourishing, sustaining, how Allah is controlling the whole world, automatically you fall head over heels in love with Allah. With regard to any person you hear, he is such a generous person, he is so beautiful, so handsome, so kind, so tolerant, you just hearing, and when you see that person, so when we just hear about Allah, the Kamal of Allah, the perfection, the Jamal of Allah, the beauty, the Nawal of Allah, the famous Allah bestowed us, then the person will fall head over heels in love with Allah. So this is the how a person will acquire this. Just associate with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, and we will also get this great love of Allah Ta'ala. All
concepts.
And he explains a beautiful example which I will share with Ramat Narakatam Day. There's a grafting. We have in fruits, they graft one fruit with another, and you get a new type of fruit, which is common, new types of fruit like raspberry fruit. So you have what is called a desi arm. That is a small like the bourbon mangoes there. And one you get a namla, like the long green. The long green is very delicious, very nice. And that other is hairy, that little mango. But now, how to make that small mango which is not so tasty, etc., how to make it valuable. So they craft it with this other mango. And as we say, when he went to a farm and they showed him, then he saw that they fastened the two branches, etc., very, very tightly. So he says like this, fasten yourself, join yourself. We got desi hearts. Our hearts are weak hearts, poor hearts. Our iman is very weak, so very low. But join it with somebody who's iman is strong. Somebody who's the lover of Allah. Somebody who's an ashik of Allah. And fasten it stuff. Hold stuff onto it. Don't just, you hear a lot of comments, people make shaitan whispers everything. But don't worry about it. You stay firm with your share. Stuck with your share to stay, your heart will also become like that, like a long tree. And what is this long tree? Your heart which is weak will become like that, strong heart. And you will also, your iman will become like that. So this is the easy way that you just do crafting of the heart. Craft your heart. Connect your heart with the heart of Allah. And this is very easy. You can be even thousands of miles away. Fortunate are those who are near. But even if you are far, your heart you can craft it. Just put your heart together and your heart will also become like that. And then, Naam Badal Jayega. Now, no my ordinary desi arm, a weak arm. Or Naam Badal Jayega,
Daam
Badal Jayega, the price also. What you pay for that mango and what you pay for this mango, the price will change by the time. Or Isra?
Maza, the
taste will change. So everything will change just by you crafting yourself with these people. May Allah bless us. And then those poems we just quickly translate them.
غیر حق پہ قلبوں سے قربان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا.
A person and see Allah حضرت والا's word are measured. The person who works by his heart give himself to other people. One is sometimes just you got little bit involved and little unmindful, that's not so serious. It is, but that's not, but with your heart you are on the ways of other people. And you give your heart to other people, that person will
انسان کی صورت
میں لائک اے ہیومن بینگ دیٹ ہی ول بی اے شیطان دیٹ پرسن اینڈ ٹوڈے دس از اے ویری سیریس پرابلم دیٹ از کمنگ ان آور ہوم آور چلڈرن ایوری ون میکنگ نماز ریسنگ دا کرسچن بٹ دا ہارٹ از ان دا ویز آف دا نان بیلیور دا ہارٹ از ان دا ویز آف دا اینمیز آف اسلام دا ہارٹس آر ان شیپ ایز سیٹانزم ٹوڈے اٹس کامن. Their hearts are in the evil and dirt, and we have to check ourselves. How quickly we make in namaz, we are doing everything, but where are our hearts? That we end from what your heart being connected there, that is very seriously. Little bit you made a mistake here, there you got little involved, and you make tawbah, that's all. But your heart is connected there, this is a very serious.
ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں وہ چائے پا سکے جب تک ڈاکٹر کے کوئی عامل عصیان رہے گا.
And you can never find peace of mind, contentment of heart as long as you are committing guna. Guna, how quickly shaitan fools you, make this guna, you get enjoyment. But the truth is, in guna you will never find peace of mind and contentment of heart. Shaitan also fools you that one can make this guna, like a cigarette, just have this one cup, say that more. No, it brings you more guna. Young boys, common leaders, that have just masturbate this one time, then I'll be satisfied, I won't do it again. You get more involved, and you'll never find peace of mind. The way it is to put a full stop. Just step it out, and completely, and then see you'll find, otherwise you'll never find peace of mind and contentment of mind.
پانی بوتوں کے عشق میں ہوگا جو مبتلا عمر دوست و پریشان رہے.
A person who is involved with this filthy, dirty woman of the street, looking at them on the internet, all the filth and dirt, his whole life he will never find peace and contentment of heart. He'll be parishan, مرد قیامت پر رحمت اللہ علیہ اس کو سے ان پر ان لوگوں نے پریشان دی اسپری جو اسپری ہو لکس لائک فیریز
فانی بوتوں کے عشق سے فانی بوتوں سے سر سے نظر بھر نہ ہی کیا دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا.
If you don't turn your eyes from this other woman, you don't guard your eyes from lustful gazes, so pani boton mein
pani boton ke ishqon mein ho pani boton se sar se nazar dar nahi ki aaj duriyaye qalb mein tere tufaan rahega.
In your heart you are there will be storms in your heart all the time, so much so you'll be with your beauty, you know my wife is beautiful but you won't enjoy it, and your mind is somewhere else. You'll be close to your wife, but your mind is somewhere else. You won't get the enjoyment of your wife. And you know my wife is pure, she's gold, she's wonderful. But your heart, you'll never get the enjoyment of this woman. All the time, whether you are eating, sleeping, you'll be parishan, you'll have this problem all the time.
دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا.
In both worlds, that person will find peace of mind who stays firm onto the commands of Allah. Hold on to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, that person will find peace of mind and contentment of heart in both worlds.
ظالم اگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور اے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے گا.
And friend, yes, one is commonly used, like a person who is close to you, good to you, you know he's sincere, he's loyal, but he made a mistake. And such a person usually is referred to as Islam, not the literal word, but his figure. Then it means that person who distracts me from Allah, like a person with a beautiful husband or so, husband was 80 years old, where he's going to get involved in all this, from an age point of view. But in spite of all that, a person with beauty has become very particular, especially young boys, immediately let him be on the side. You should not look at them, and this is the command. So you will make ihsan, you do me a favor, if you stay away from my majlis, or you stay on the side, don't distract me from my majlis.
سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زبان سے عاصی کو قرب خاص سے بس فرمان رہے گا.
حضرت صحیح کہتا ہے یہ دس از دا ہول ورلڈ دیٹ اے پرسن ہو از اے سنر ڈزنٹ مین اٹس ناٹ اے مسلم نا ڈزنٹ مین ہی وونٹ گیٹ جنت بٹ دیٹ کلوزنس آف اللہ ہی وونٹ اللہ کلوزنس ول بی فار دیٹ پرسن ہو گیوز اپ سو دس ول بی سر گنا اینڈ دیٹ اللہ ہو ان نواز کے جلد الناس عامت وَلِأَبِي بَكَرْ خَاصَّةً on the day of Qiyamah Allah will present himself in a general way to ordinary people but to Abu Bakr Siddiq in a very special way and those who acquired the dajjah of Siddiq and that is not giving guna giving up guna وَلَيْكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيْكَ مُرْضُقُوا those who stay without guna that yeah in this world we find that it is a great muzul ordinary people, Assalamu alaikum, shake hands, but with somebody, how are you? You're okay, you're comfortable, everything is alright, Allah will speak to people. Those who read the Dajjah of Siddhiyya, Allah will make jokes for them. Allah will even ask that person, you remember that day what you did? Nobody else will know what is being spoken about. But now he knows everything is over here in Jannah. He said, but Allah, you forgive me already. Now you're asking me anything. Like that Allah will even make that a joke. But this is for those people that closeness of Allah. And we know any person who gets little personal attention. How? And personal attention from Allah. This will be, and those people will be deprived of it. They made the mask. They will go to Jannah, Allah will make them up, or they will pay for their sins, and finally they will go, but they won't get this close to that. Person wants the closeness of Allah, it is to give up guna. And to give up guna again is not difficult, just go by a guna. And you see, to give up guna is not practical only, not easy only, they think, Allah, thank God.
حضرت صحیح سے پہنچ سکا وہ حضرت مزیدار انجوائے شاندار
دے گاٹ لائف ان
دس آر نٹ ڈیڈ پونس واٹ لائف دس پونس ہیو گاٹ
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت في القاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبه النقاب والأكم يوحي الفدا بقدر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله إن شاء الله من الصابرين وقال تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. During this great and auspicious month of Dhul-Hijjah, the beginning of these days are very, very great and auspicious. Allah takes qasam upon them. Allah loves the most to be worshipped during these days, and that worship is reading third kalima, fourth kalima, keeping roza. The ibadat of each of these nights is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. How great! Then Allah Ta'ala in His infinite mercy gave the whole ummah this great ibadat, and our heart should be connected now at this time to Makkah Sharif Madinah. Like for example, we explained, if there's somebody ill in the hospital, and if somebody is not even taking any notice of that person, close family people, and that you just go and visit the person, take some food or whatever else it is, like we are indifferent to that person. So people will, or how bad they will speak of that person, they think of that person, more than our blood, blood is thicker than water. And more thicker than blood is Iman. And our Iman is the thickest. But if we are not connected to Makkah Sharif, what a great thing is happening. More than what your patient is in hospital. Or you couldn't go to shop today because you are ill. But the shop is in your blood. As it says, a businessman, why is this called business? That busyness, busy. To be busy, occupied, but holy, is in your nest, is in your nerves. It's in your nerves that your shop is in your nerves. It's running in your blood all the time. A real businessman is not 8 hours in his shop. He's 24 hours in his shop. While he's eating, he's in his shop. While he's sleeping, he's in his shop. His thoughts are there all. So business makes you so busy all the time. So our Iman and our Marathis, in Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, these are our true centers. How much dua do we make? How much are we connected to them? And then that is Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. With that is connected Hajj. Hajj is the ultimate of our ibadah. Starts off with Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. Then Namaz came,
then fasting came, then zakat came, and the final, the completion and perfection is hajj. But if we are just detached from the hajj, and with that you are in that same light also, that what the condition of the ummah is, what's happening in Syria, in Egypt, and if we got no feeling, we didn't make one dua, ask ourselves, today, since the morning when I woke up, did I make one dua for the people of Egypt, for the people of Syria? If not, then aren't we part of the ummah? Hadith says that the ummah is like one body. If one part feels some pain, the rest of the body also suffers its consequences. So when the ummah is going through this plight, and if we are in our comfort zone, we are eating, we got our cars, we everything is carrying on, and we got not even a thought, not even a dua for them, forget anything else, then we have to check our iman. Are we part of the ummah, or are we not part of the ummah? If we were part, your body, that part which becomes dead, there is no more blood flowing, then that part has to be amputated, it's a dead part. So if we become dead as far as the ummah is concerned, do we have to be amputated from the ummah? That we got no feeling for the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That he is the wasta and the nisbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to check ourselves. This is the important things to cultivate in ourselves. That we have our connection with Makkah Sharif, especially at the time of Hajj now. And we have our connection with the whole ummah also. And then Allah gave us, with all this reading of the third kalima, the fourth kalima, in one aspect, Allah gave us an imitation of the labbaik, the tarbiyah, which is being recited by the hajjis. At the moment, Makkah Sharif, the haram is ablaze, is firing with labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Anyone knows, continuously there are groups of people who have just come in. They are going to make a tawaf, safa, marwa. As they are coming in, everyone labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. At the haji camp, the hajj terminal, they are also labbaik, Allah gave us in its place to connect ourselves to Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, third kalima, fourth kalima. And another great resemblance Allah gave us, that don't cut your nails. Don't remove the hair from your body. We are not in a haram, but Allah made us resemble. تیرے محبوب کے یا رب شباہت لے کے آیا ہوں, حقیقت اس کو چو کر دے, میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں. At least some imitation Allah gave us of the hajjis, so that our hearts, not only our outward condition, but our hearts can be connected there also. Then Allah intensified it more when the days of hajj come, that from the 9th of Zulhijjah, which will be Yawm al-Thulutha, Tuesday this year, from Fajr, after every Fajr, Takbir al-Tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. When these words are so enjoyable to recite, the meaning is so much greater. And if we connect ourselves to Makkah when we are reciting, then how much more won't there be the feeling and the effect of it? So Allah took us more closer to Makkah Sharif. Then one great ibadah of hajj is qurbani. Qurbani is not an Urdu word, a Gujarati word, it's an Arabic word. It has come in so many places in the Quran Sharif. And qurban in Arabic means a sacrifice to gain the closeness of Allah. And Allah wants us to come close to Him. And Allahu Akbar. One just see how in Ramadan Allah brings us close to Him. He gave us Taraweeh, 20 rakats. It wasn't a burden, but it was to get us close to Him. In the 20 rakats of Taraweeh, every rakat has got two sajdas. And this ayat, I will recite it, sajda will become wajib upon all of us. We must make our sajda, don't forget to make the sajda. But the meaning of it is so wonderful, just see how Allah says, wasjud waqtari. Just make sajda and come close to me.
Subhanallah.
And what the maqamat of closeness Allah gives every night of Ramadan. You just make your 20 rakats, your 40 sajdas, and you close to me. You come in me, wasjud waqtari. You make sajda and you come, you are close to me. Allahu Akbar. What Allah Ta'ala has given us. So how fortunate are we not? Look at Taraweeh with this eagerness. Allah is bringing me. If God ever tells you, you just will bring me a chocolate and you come close to me. Yeah, you won't bring one chocolate, how many chocolates you bring? Yeah, Allah, who is the creator of love,
who is the controller of love, who is the sustainer of love. Everything is spoken today of sustainability. That not just then it must be sustained. Allah is the one who says, and that Allah's love. And Allah says, all you do, just make sense of income. Every day, our 20 rakats of Faraz Namaz, they are in the whole day from Fajr to the whole day. Every rakat has got two sajdas, 40 years. Ramzan, another 40 extra. And then all our other sunnat, muakkada, nafil, etc. Just keep on making sajdas and gain the closeness of us. Jannah, one of the great features of Jannah, when people will see the beauty of Allah Ta'ala, they all want to make sajda. Those who did not make namaz, they won't be able, the tax will be stuck. They won't be able to bend and be able to make sajda. Just like you want to go close to your beloved, but you've got a terrible, you're paralyzed, you've got a back problem, you can't, you are handicapped. Like this, by Allah Ta'ala. So make our namazes, be regular with our namazes, and there we will get, and here in this world, where a person, the closest he comes to Allah Ta'ala is in sajda. Muhammad Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, which Dr. Abdul Hay Arif explained in one form, wo kabhi is yahan se guzre, when Allah sometimes passes by the heart, then the two worlds open up. And sometimes this doesn't happen all the time, even for the great awliya. But when Allah makes the tajalli and open, he says that one sajda is more better, I realize, than 200 governments of the world. In other words, ruling the world in one sajda for Allah. That is in this world of enjoyment. What will we do in one? So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great. So Qurban means to make a sacrifice and gain closeness to Allah. So this Qurban, if we do it in the right way, it is not just a matter of slaughtering the animal, having some nice khaleji immediately, fresh, and then having some kebabs, nice hot, and the biryani getting ready and all that. No, it is more that you're gaining closeness to Allah. This Allah has given the whole. So this is an ibadat actually of Mina, a part of Hajj. It was only supposed to be there. But Allah, Arhamur Rahimeen, Allah made the Qurbani in the whole world. And Allah involved the whole ummah in the Qurbani. The rich and the poor, the man and the woman, the old and the young. So how does Qurbani on the rich is wajib on them? They have to make Qurbani. The poor who cannot. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَطْعِمُ مِنْهَا الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُنْتُ وَالْمُطْرَ. That now the poor people should go to places where qurbani is made. They can't have their own. Go and help out the rich people. Rich people got money, but they can't work. They can't work. So the poor people go and help out there. And when the qurbani is made, give them also peace. And so you also involve, they also. The man also, the woman also. So much so the woman, that the woman who can slaughter, it is advisable for her to slaughter. If she can, then with due further arrangement, she must be present when a put. So the woman, the children, we know their eagerness. Are they all watching the man and the bodiness, and are they everyone, Allah made the whole ummah involved in this. And then the distribution of the meat again. Again, Allah involved the non-believers. Providing meat you can give to non-believers. But we, even the Muslims who come, poor people, we only give them the stomach, the head and the legs. The meat that we keep away. Whereas, even the meat, give it to the non-Muslims also. So Allah made the whole world involved in Qurban. How much Allah loved the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And from there, we learn to make such sacrifices, how much Allah will be on us. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, according to historians, was roughly 6,000 years before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. From Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till today is another 1.5. So about 7,500 years, Allah left this Qur'an and Allah kept it alive in the whole world. Out of the people of the world, and according to our prayers we celebrate, an occasion like this, what we would have done, made one big monument of Ibrahim alayhi salam's form, carved him out, and he's busy slaughtering the sheep, or busy slaughtering his son, but Allah did not. Allah is a living being, there is not a dead being. Allah made every person that you're not a dead monument with your own hands and you'll be slaughtered. And you'll preferably, not necessarily,
Preferably you read the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam before you make your dua.
Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. How Allah loved this act of Ibrahim alayhi salam, how Allah kept it alive.
Then again, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was in Iraq, that was his place originally, where he was born, where he grew up, where Allah gave him Nabuwah, where he gave da'wah to his people. And they did not listen, then they and broke their idols. They asked who they did this with our idols. And another very, very important aspect also that we learn from the lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is to bring in this taqwa. And part of taqwa is ikhlas, sincerity. And what sincerity? See, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, it is on record that three times he spoke an apparent lie. Wasn't directly a lie, an apparent lie which is called torah. The one was when the people asked him, when they said they going out, like we go for Ika outside. For Salatu Istisqa, you go out of the town and you make it. For there some celebrations which they had, they also went out of town. They told him, you join us also. So he said, Inni Sakim, I'm sick. I'm sick of this kufr of you people. This idol worship, that is what he meant. So outwardly, they thought that it's physically ill. He wasn't physically ill, so that was one occasion. The other, when they came back, he went into the temple there. And he took a chopper and broke all those idols. And then when they came back, they saw our idols are broken. Man fa'ala hadha bi'alihatina. Who broke our idols here? Then they said, Sami'na fatay, yadhkuruhum. One young man was talking that his idols are stupid. His idol worship is bad. Yuqalu lahu Ibrahim. It's Ibrahim. Oh, he's suspect number one. Bringing him. You have to interrogate him. He's the one who was talking bad about this. He's suspect number one. When they called him and they asked him, who broke this idols? And what he did, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he took the chopper and hung it on the big idols here. He kept it there. So he says, Tamiruhum Hava, it looks quite clear that he's the one, he's the weapon of destruction is by him. And he's the one making all the other idols, looks like it's him. They're asking who broke this idols here. He's suspect number one. And all the what call it evidence is there by him. And so that was the second time. The third time when he married his wife Sarah, and he was going with her family, and he passed by a place where there was a notorious king, that any person who's newly wed and is struggling with his wife, he would lay his hands on his wife and use her. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was passing, they caught them, they asked, who is this? So he said, Hadihi ukhti Sarah. This is my sister Sarah. Because his wife, actually, is his Muslim sister. So in that way he referred to. So it was three occasions, but the Quran only mentioned two. That the one is, Man fa'ala hadha bi'alitina, who broke this idol. And the other one, Inni Sati. About his wife Sarah, the Quran did not mention. Mufassirin ulama explained the reason for this. That in those two, his ikhlas was 100% for him. Idol worship, etc. Himself he had no share in there. But when your own wife, somebody wants to put his hand on your wife, how your heart, your blood boils, you cannot take it at all. So your own share was, his own share was also. So Allah described that in the hadith. So Allah wants that level of ikhlas. This is a lesson that we have to learn. And this ikhlas, our Shaykh Jazahullah Khair, Rahimullah, whenever he comes on this subject, then he says, "Aur main ek baat tajruba ki kehta hu." I'm saying one breath of talk of my 80 years of experience. Aur sirf mera tajruba nahi, saare buzurgon ka tajruba. All the buzurgs, their experience, what they went through. And aur Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, us par qasam khakar farmate hain. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, such a person, he takes qasam on this. And what is that? Ke ikhlas پیدا ہی نہیں ہو سکتا ہے جب تک کہ بزرگوں کی جھوٹیاں سیکھتی ہوں. You won't get that what is اخلاص, what is it. In our mind we can fix our اخلاص that I got that اخلاص or I am a مخلص. But the actual اخلاص, until you don't come in the صحبت and company of اہل اللہ, that اخلاص will not be made. And just imagine all the Buzurg's experience, what Ali Rahmatullah Ali's conviction, and just that, the Kulli Shay'in Ma'adam. The Hadith says that if you want this,
وبعد التقوى قلوب العارفين. That go to the Arifin, you will get these. So this is one thing. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, with all this ikhlas, was giving da'wah that these people were not listening. His own father was a maker of idols. And this is also the height of the folly and stupidity of idol worship. That what you make with your own hands, and after that you believe that thing controls your life. That thing will give you children, that thing will give you food, that thing will what you made with your own hand. And then it doesn't stop there. That idol, if you make it stand, it's standing. It can't sit on its own. It can't lie down. If you make it lie this way, it can't lie that way. You see how helpless it is. They put food for the idols. The rats and mice and flies eat that fruit. They can't stop there. They can't eat it also. And you worshipping that idol, that it will feed you. And that idol, you put the food, and that idol can eat that food also. But you are worshipping that. And Allah Rabbul Alam is the only one. No government, no factory, no farm, factory owner. They don't feed us. Allah is the one who is. And you don't worship Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam brought this to their notice. And they did not believe. Finally, they could not accept. They were burnt in huge fire in which they wanted to burn Ibrahim alayhi salam. And here also such great lessons for us. That the fire was so big and so intense, the heat of it, that they couldn't go near enough to throw Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire. From a distance, they had to catapult him. They had to shoot him into the fire. And at that specific time, when now they removed his clothes and they threw him in the fire, and that is why the first person on the day of Qiyamah to be given clothes to wear, people will be resurrected naked. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, these people were people of complete sharam, haya, modesty, shame. She said, Ya Allah's Rasul, all of us naked on the day of Qiyamah. People will look at one another, men here who can't keep the eyes of the other woman, they don't look at their wives or hear what's going to happen. All this Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the matter will be so severe with every person, he won't even think of looking at. He will be so much in his own problems on that day, that he won't even think of looking at anyone. The first person to be given clothes to wear will be Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam. And then the matters will ease up, then people will look around, by then all people will have clothes on. So anyway, so when they took off his clothes and about to catapult him in, at that time Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, with the permission of Allah, he said, what's happening? Allah's friend, Khalilullah, is going to be burning in the fire, thrown into the fire. They asked Allah permission, can we go and help him, offer our help? Allah said, the whole means go. When they come and they offer and they come with Allah's permission, then when he says that he asks them, doesn't Allah knows my permission? Yes, Allah knows. Allah is in control of the situation. Yes, Allah is in control. Imma ilayk fala, then I don't need you. What level of imam? These small matters, we are running this side for help, that side for help. We are hiding, we are lying, we are making stories to get this work done. That was done at such a time, 100% permissible help from the malaika. And he says, I don't need you. What tawheed? And we think we got tawheed. We have got no idea of what tawheed is. And this kalima, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika lahu. It must be read with this tawheed. La ilaha, that Allah in his being is one. That Alhamdulillah Muslims have got that meaning. Christians believe in Trinity, etc. Hindus believe in so many other gods, etc. We believe in one Allah. But that is not the real complete tawheed. That is one third. La wahdahu, that Allah in all his sifat, his qualities, that Allah is the giver of ruzi, Allah alone is the giver of ruzi. That iman has been, my shop doesn't help Allah in giving me ruzi. My shop doesn't give me ruzi. And it's not that Allah is in need of the shop to give me a rosy. That my job doesn't give me my rosy. Allah is not in need that you first have a job and you have a cup. Then I'll put rosy in there. Allah gives you the cup also and he gives you the contents of the cup also. So that iman, that Allah alone, all his sifat, and la sharika lahu in the execution of his work in Allah's afkar, in giving somebody help, in giving somebody wealth, all those things. Allah is not in need of the malaika to give hidayat. Allah is not in need of the anbiya. Allah alone does it. Asbab, Allah has made this in this world of cause and effect, means and things. But this also is our imtihan. If we were getting our rosy every day, manna and salwa, direct from Jannah, every person's yaqeen should be 100%. But Allah cannot grant you. Now He's giving you a rosy through your farm, through your shop, through your other things. That He wants to see everybody, the eyes of Iman, you see beyond it. That it's not the shop giving me my rosy. It's not my job that's giving my rosy. The eyes of Iman will break through. Nazar rohe. Jo isko na makan se paar ho jaye. Lekin wo jab rukh e kaaba par pare, to bekaar ho jaye. That is the eye that goes beyond the things. It cuts through everything and you see reality. In fact, you see the reality of His samadhi, of His kufur, wa ma tu hadur. And my nose is not on this earth, it is but in the heavens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa in shay illa indana khazainu. There is nothing but the treasures of all of His sifats. And we send it down the qadar in maqdur. We measure and we said how much we want to, where we want to, when we want to. Allah Akbar. Today there are those ships, there are those aeroplanes. They fly over a place and they scan the earth. The ships scan the whole bottom of the sea, that where what is there, they scan. Like we know the scanners at the airport commonly we go, they see through your hands. What is that? They scan through it. When man can do this and they learn from Allah, what is the scanning of Allah? So like in neighboring countries, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, etc., there was no diamonds or anything. But now suddenly there are diamonds. They scanned, but they didn't find. Now when Allah put the diamonds there, now the diamonds have come. So and now these countries are becoming rich. Now there are diamonds there. There's gold so much in Mozambique that has come out, etc. So from time in Saudi Arabia, 15 years ago there was no. Allah put a great wealth of oil in those places. So this is Allah Ta'ala's system. So a person of Iman can see this of Allah. So anyway, Ibrahim Ali Salatu Wasalam is now being catapulted. And when, this is another very great lesson, that Allah says in the Quran, Hatta idha stay asur rusul, that the first stage will come, that even the Rasuls who have got the highest level of Iman, they would also, in the such situation, they didn't, but it would have been that they would also become depressed and lose hope. Hatta idha stay asur rusul, the Rasuls, they will also have lost hope. That ya, and what will they say? Hatta Rasulullah. When is Allah? We know what's happening in Syria and we cry, Ya Allah, when is your help going to come? How the Muslims are suffering. But unless help comes at that last moment when the requirements are fulfilled. Ibrahim alayhi salam, if the fire had become a garden before he was catapulted in, Namrud should be the first to jump. That there's such a beautiful garden, let me go for a joyride. Let me go and spend some time there in the garden. But Allah changed it when Ibrahim alayhi salam touched the fire. At that time, Kuni, and one command of Allah. What is the Qudrat? See the power of Allah. Now Allah didn't have to get how many contractors and change it and get the fire extinguishers and the ambulance, the fire brigades and put out the fire, get all the horticulturalists and make a garden. Just one Kuni, Barna. And what has the command? Allahu Akbar. Allah is Allah. So Kuni, Barna, Wasalama. If Allah only said Kuni, Barna, become cold. He should have become a deep freeze. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam should have been deep frozen in that fire. But Allah added in me, wabarakat, cool and comfortable on my salam, cool and comfortable on my ground. And this another great lesson, the kuffar saw this with their eyes. Namrud told Ibrahim alayhi salam, we realize you are a great person, different, but he didn't bring Iman. Iman is in the hands of Allah. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam's people asked for a living she camel pregnant to come out from this particular rock and they picked it up. They saw it with their eyes. But Iman, many times we say, better. Why these non-believers who study so much of science and everything and they realize? We quote, for example, Bernard Shaw. He said the best religion in the world is Islam. The worst people, Muslims. Hidayat is in Allah's hand. Whom Allah wants to give Hidayat. You can know it is the truth, but Hidayat is in the hands of Allah. Allah did not put that in any Nabi's hands also. In no Wali's hands also. It is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So they saw this all happening, but nobody brought Iman. His nephew Lut alayhi salam brought Iman. And then together with him they went away from there. From here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam goes to Canaan, Palestine. And this was the largest Syria, Palestine, Jordan, or Syria, what we know today. That was all this one place. And Alladhi Baratna Hawda, where we had given great barakah to this place. There he carries on. Then Allah Ta'ala commands it that he goes to Makkah Sharif. And he has a baby just before that by the name of Ismail. Ibrahim alayhi salam's age is 86 at that time, when his child is born. Then Allah Ta'ala tells, now commands him, go to Makkah Sharif. Not today's Makkah, which is so vibrant than the things of the world. What fruit you want from which part of the world, in which season, you'll find it there all the time. The fruit also, and the fruit of factories also. Whatever product you want of this world, you will find it there. How many people who go for Hajj and Umrah, but actually they went for shopping there. That you get all the things there. Whatever type of machinery they want, whatever type of cell phone they want, everything they go and buy there. Allah made at the Markaz. And that was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua. رَبَّنَا وَحِدْ وَأُنَّهُ وَتِذِي أَفْئِدَةَ مِنَ النَّاسِ تَحْوِي إِلَيْهِ وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَةِ. And give them rosy, مِنَ the part of the fruit. If all the fruit had to come there, what should happen? And also he made dua that, oh Allah, send أَفْئِدَةَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. For the Hajj, send a few people. Afida is a group, just a small group, from a huge amount, a small group. And from that Afida also, minan nas. In other words, a very small fraction came there. And that small fraction, everyone comes, this is Hajj is your group. The Hajj crowd was so big. Umrah crowd is so big. Oh, big crowd all the time. And what is this? That Afida to minan nas. And if Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to make dua, Allah sent all the people there, what should have happened? So Allah Akbar. And what are the duas also? So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes to that Makkah of those days where there wasn't a blade of grass. There wasn't a shrub growing there. Which an Urdu poet says, Jaha khauf apne qadam rakhne se darti thi. Fear was afraid to enter in that place. What a place. Now he comes with his old wife. She was very old also. His wife Hajra and his baby infant. And when he just now brought them there, hardly built a shelter for them, hardly arranged for some food or anything for them, Allah commands, leave them now and you go away from your work and go and spread the word, propagate the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Call people to Allah Ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his iman was built to that extent. Immediately he starts moving. Hajra is saying, where's my husband going away? I'm saying he's leaving us. Is he deserting us and just leaving us here alone? Me and my small little baby Ismail alayhi salam. She asks, Ilaina ya Sayyidi, oh my master, see what love between husband and wife. When things are based on Iman and Islam, Allah makes such love between husband and wife. But what beautiful word. She didn't start swearing him. Today if the husband leaves the house, oh, what the wife tells him, and what fights they have. But how beautiful. And see the words, Ilaina ya Sayyidi, where to my, oh my honorable master, my king, where are you going? So, and he doesn't turn around to answer or give her attention. It's a last command. Yeah, remember, la ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyati al-khaliq. There is no obedience to the creation in the disobedience of Allah. When a last command comes, that is first and foremost. Fulfill the command of Allah. So Allah's command. So he says, I can't do anything else. Allah has commanded me to move, and I'm moving now. Then she asks, that was her training, her iman that was made. Has Allah commanded you to go? And he said, yes. And carrying on walking, he said, yes. Then she said, إِذَا لَا يُبَيُّ أَلَّهُ. If that is the case, then Allah will never destroy us. And see, Allah will forget destruction, what construction Allah made. How Makkah Sharif, what a city today in the world. And see how busy Makkah Sharif and the people of the world all from all four sides. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ فِي الْحَجْءُ وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ for giving us that a great lesson that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was told to call the people for Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, yes, nobody here. Me, my wife and my son, nobody else. And like one person said, we got a problem with the Hajj, with the moon issue. And where we are living, I am the Amir here. And we here, we are, all of us who are here, who are we here? It's me, myself, and the three of us. And I'm the Amir. So there were three people there. So yeah, it's three people, we are whole community. It's me, myself, and I. And I'm the Amir here in this place. And we don't know directions for sighting the moon. When must we make Eid? When must we make Ramzan, etc. So anyway, so Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is all alone with his wife and his small baby infant. And Allah says, Allah Akbar. Allah says, O Ibrahim, your duty is to give the azan the call. My duty is to convey your message. And we see we learn a great lesson. To propagate Islam, we don't need any illegal means as far as Islam is concerned. TV, etc., we don't need that. You do your duty in one remote way, my friend. What were there? Was there internet there at that time? Was there Facebook, Twitter? Was there anything there? Nothing whatsoever that he called out. Allah conveyed it in such a way that all the people living on earth heard it. That is Allah's word. And not only in the world, in Alam-e-Arwah, the souls of people who are still there, who haven't come in, Allah from you. And whoever said, how many number of times labbayk, those people are going for Hajj. No Muassasa, and no Saku, or what? Saru. And nobody can stop them. You don't need that. If you say you are labbayk, you will be there. There is no doubt about that. You will be there. And if you didn't say you are labbayk, they can come give you your ticket at home and give you your visa at home and you are a royal guest of the king, but you won't be able to go if your faith was not there. So this is a great lesson. This Qurbani is not just bargaining over the price of an animal or somebody phoned and they said that the farmer didn't bring our sheep. Now can we send our Qurbani overseas? So you do nothing whatsoever. You just go to the bank, deposit in their account, and whether that Qurbani is made, not made, only Allah knows. Your own Qurbani, make it with your own hand. Make it at your home. Get everyone involved. Then we know that Qurbani is made. Otherwise, people, funny stories about all these things here. What is the reality? Only Allah Ta'ala knows. So anyway, now this Qurbani is to learn all these lessons that you just come into our lives. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, now he is going away and Allah Ta'ala made his wife and son, made them abadah. Then Zamzam came about. Look at this Qurbani that till today Zamzam is coming out. Ibrahim alayhi salam was lying, now he's thirsty and how the mother becomes restless. Hysterical, my son, more than for herself, my son, water at least, not any food, at least water. So she runs up Safa, and then she gets worried again, maybe some animal comes and eats up my child or something, some wolf or something, anything can come. What will happen to my son? She runs down looking for him, runs down again onto Marwa, looking around, is there somewhere that you can make out some sign of water around? Nothing, where is my son again? Finally, what does she want? When a small little boy, no water divine, no big borehole, digging of boreholes or anything, just when he was kicking his legs, Allah brought such a well of Zamzam that until today there is no well. And the meaning of Zamzam, stop, stop. The water was coming out so much that they not said stop, stop, that the whole world should get flooded. More than the floods of Nuh alayhi salam, the whole world should. And till today, in the time of Shah Faisal, King Faisal, then the people, they talked of the people of Europe made propaganda, and they poisoned the minds of the Muslims. And this is if we Muslims can understand. Our enemies are sitting outside in Europe and America, the agents of Shaitan. And through the TV and through the school education, university education, very clearly and openly through all the magazines and newspapers, including news items, they poison the minds of the Muslims. And the young minds get the first to be poisoned. So poisoned were the minds of the people of Makkah Sharif who lived in Makkah, born and grew up, that they started believing the water of Makkah is filthy, dirty now to be like. They should not drink the water of Zamzam. What they put in their mind that Makkah, the Kaaba is in a valley, and all the dirt, the sewage water that flows down, that goes into the well of the Zamzam. And so it's dirty, filthy water will be Azulillah. In Qaisar was a very, very pious Muslim, mashallah. He was very concerned. He appointed a whole study of this thing here. You know, a Pakistani engineer who gives this whole report. Because he came to study the whole thing. And it is a very deep thing. All this we should study at this time. Today everyone, we Google everything. Google what the right things are. And see what are the right things. That the well of Zamzam, Allah. And that water come to Makkah, to Medina Sharif, taken by truck. And Medina Sharif, whenever you want to get the Zamzam, all the time you get. The Zamzam, Saudi Airlines takes and gives out in the whole world, wherever you go. Today, we make you try with pure Zamzam water. No more adding the 3 drops of Zamzam to our glass. Pure Zamzam, how much I want Makkah. So when a person sacrifices for Allah, realizing it's Allah's command and fulfilling Allah's command, see what doesn't Allah Ta'ala give us. Then finally, Ismail alayhi salam grows up, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. He reaches the age of 9. The age now, which normally historians say, was 9. That he was now in the state, and 9 is that age that a person becomes greatly mature. We are thinking in our context. At the age of 20, still a person is immature. At the age of 55, he's still in his bachpan. He's 55, but he's still in his childhood. We're not talking of all the time. This is when Prophet Tarbiyat Ta'aleem of the parents take place. That boy of 9 is greatly mature. And when we don't understand this out of context, we say, how could Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam marry Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha when she was 6? And she lived with him when she was 9. Today a woman of 90 cannot be like the child of 9. That is when there is proper, so don't put a sin, don't influence this poisoning which is being put into our mind. And we can't think further than our noses. We can't even think till our nose. We think in our environment, think of that environment of that time. We can't understand. And this unfortunately is not the time to learn the detail of ta'aleem and tarbiyah of the children. How to mature and educate our children, then you get such a result. When you're putting them in the kuffar schools, kuffar universities, Muslim schools with kuffar syllabus in there, and all the kuffar things taught in there, only the cover is Muslim cover. And inside is still the same old thing. They just come to a Judge Akbar Allahabad, he says, oh modern zamana, don't try and deceive me. You are the same either of the past, just with a new cover. So all these things, that's what this new cover, don't be deceived by these things. So this poisoning which is coming through, we are, so anyway, this boy of 9, the father tells him that you are my son, Allah has commanded me, I am slaughtering you. What is your opinion? It wasn't his opinion, he was testing his iman. That I left you 9 years with your mother, how did she make your family? Where there was no desk, there was no blackboard, there was no chalk, there was no book, but how did she, what she had made his tali? That Dr. Iqbal, the famous doctor of the East, says, was it the blood of the father or was it the milk of the mother? That this child could give such an answer immediately. Ya Rabbi Palma, oh my Allah, what you have been commanded, do it. You have to slaughter me, no two words, no second, no two ways. You slaughter me, Allah has commanded to you. That iman of that level, the whole family, the mother, the father, when this iman, this is Qurban, when that lessons come into our lives, and now we change our house now with that, with this ta'aleem, with this tarbiyah, and with this environment and this frame of mind, and we shun the poison of the West in every way. Our TVs, we don't just get rid of them, we burn them, we stone them to death. We throw them out. We have nothing to do with the Western culture, Western way, their dressing, etc. If this Qurbani brings the change, then we have made Qurban. Otherwise, we just slaughter the animals. So this is what is required at this time. So then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately they are ready. Shaitan comes at three places to stop them, the Hajra, the mother, by the father, and then he blocks the way for them from where the three Jamarats or where the Qurmani actually is in Mina, the actual third place, the Masbah, the slaughterhouse is in Mina. And very fortunate are those people who at least once in and make Hajj in your young days, when you have the energy and you make your own Qurban. If it is possible, don't just buy your coupons and your and have the Qurbani made by somebody, then make your own Qurbani there. And if you can, cut off a piece from there and cook it and eat it also. Otherwise, leave it there, no problem. Even if it just rots, the eating of the Qurbani is not what is required. It is to make the ibadat of Qurbani that is required. But the Saudi government, they pack it and they send it to poor countries where the people eat it. Anyway, so this Qurbani, that is now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, when slaughtering his son, and the son says, oh my father, the son, 9-year-old boy, tells his father, who's 86 plus 9, 95, he tells him that your muhabbati pidri, the love of the father, is going to flow from your eyes when you see me. So blindfold you. Sharpen your knife. And today the order is that the knife must be blade-edged sharpened. Don't make the animal suffer. With a blade. You slaughter one animal, sharpen that knife. It becomes a bit blunt. Sharpen it again. And you don't slaughter like you're slicing bread. There is not your slicing bread when you are making slaughtering, but with your full force, in one, two strokes, the work must be done. Slaughter properly like that. And the slaughtering of Islam, there isn't time to go into that detail also, but not us. Western University in Bonn, in Germany, has proven the best way of slaughtering, of killing an animal is the Islamic way. And the worst is stunning the animal. You cause the most pain, and the worst meat to eat is the one that has been stunned. Because by that, the animal becomes brain dead, and most of the blood remains in that animal. And the one that is slaughtered, all the blood goes out. And the least pain, they put electrodes on the brains of the animals, and they discover, not our discovery, their report, that the least pain is felt by an animal when it is slaughtered in our Islamic system. It is Allah's system. Allah knows everything. He knows what is there. He gave us the best in everything. He gave us the best in Islam. So this is that sacrifice. So it's not just a matter of finding an animal, bargaining of the price or something, but the spirit of Qurbani must come. Allah Ta'ala make Qurbani easy for all the whole ummah, save us all from any mishaps and accidents. It's a time when knives are all around, sharp knives are. Many times people, tempers also flare. This can also happen. Allah protect us. Amen. And let it go with afiyat, make it easy for the whole ummah. And may Allah accept and give us the spirit. Walaki yanaluhu taqwa minkum. That is what Allah wants. Allah doesn't want the blood, He doesn't want the flesh. Lain yanalu ma'luhuha, wala dima'uha. But Allah wants the spirit of Qurbani. And if we try and work in this direction, Qurbani is enough to change our lives. And we will then go by leaps and bounds close to Allah. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah.